everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sore.
Why? What'd you do?
I've been literally working out like the hardest I've probably worked out in over a year. Well, I work out every day, but like I feel like I've just been pushing myself.
Okay. That ties into what we want to talk about, which is, you know, living your life without regrets. Are you regretting your extra exercise?
No, man. I have a goal in mind. I feel like that's like my motto, like no regrets. Like I don't regret anything I've done in my life, because I think each thing, even if it's the most difficult thing or the stupidest thing or the most embarrassing thing, it's taught me something, and it's also like made me a better person.
I'm so happy you say that. You know, I was listening to, I just found out through my Spotify account, I get free audiobooks. And so I've been listening to Paris Hilton's memoir.
Wait, what? You get free audiobooks? Sorry.
Well, yes.
Rewind that.
Yes.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Can you believe that? I've been paying for Spotify for a year, and I never realized that not every audiobook, but there's a big giant selection of audiobooks you get for free on your homepage. Scroll down, it's kind of in the middle, it says audiobooks. And so I was listening to Paris Hilton's memoir for the past 3 days. I've been listening. And so literally yesterday, she said basically something what you just said. She goes, I don't regret anything I've done, because at that point in my life, that was what I really wanted. And so every mistake, everything that has happened, it's taught me, and I don't regret doing it because of that thing. Life is so short, and life is just what you make of it. And so what you want, do it. And you know, don't, you know, like, don't regret it. So
honestly, like I always, you know, like when you're 18 years old, or like when you like go out and you say or do something, and the next day you're like, why did I do that?
18. I'm 30 and I still have that. Yes. When you're young. Absolutely. Yeah.
That anxiety of like rehashing the night before, or like even conversations or going on dates or whatever it is. Like every time my mind goes to that place, I'm like, but did you have fun in that moment? Is that how you felt? Like there are things that I would do differently. So, but I don't view those as regrets, because I think like, it's a domino effect, right? Like things could have been different, but should they have been different?
Exactly. And I think, of course, when you're young and you make mistakes, we all make mistakes when you're young. And it's different. We're not saying be an idiot and do whatever the hell you want. I'm just saying, like, at that point, like whatever choices you made, you wanted to do it and you were happy and it was fine. And yeah, you might wake up and regret everything you did, but you shouldn't, because it was an experience that you're never going to get again. And so there's like a fine line. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not encouraging everyone to go off and act like an idiot, but you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. And right now, like there's that huge like trend on TikTok of like, I'm sure it's like on Reels too or whatever, like those videos of people saying if he wanted to, he would, or she wanted to, she would, like, or like,
what do you think about that?
I mean, well, hold on, let me finish my thought for a second, then we'll go back. We'll move to that spot. But I think like that like idea of like rehashing like your actions that lead to somebody else's actions is like, it's literally not in your control, right? Like, so like if you said what you wanted to say, or you did what you wanted to do in that moment, like that's okay. Own it.
Yes, absolutely. Own it.
Yeah. Own it. Like good or bad, positive or negative, just own it. But back to that thought of like, if he or she wanted to, they would. I think that honestly, like, I think that it's true. People don't do anything. People don't tend to do things that they don't want to do. Like, especially now more than ever, right? Like everyone's on that whole, like, it's like I do only what I want to do versus like what other people want me to do. So like, I think we see a lot of like situationships now, if you will, whatever the, F that means. Like, I mean, like, literally, like, you watch a movie and it's about a situationship. You turn on a song, it's about a situationship. You try to go date, people want situationship, or they turn into situationships. It's such bullshit, if you ask me. But, like,
yeah,
it's just a cop out. But, like, I think that whole idea, if they wanted to, they would. Like, I agree with it. If somebody wants to talk to you, they'll find a way to talk to you. Everybody has the same amount of hours in a day, and, like, we're all busy.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. I really believe that if he wanted to, he would. And it's, I think that it really, it just really, you cannot force someone to care more or as equal as you. And so if they really wanted to text you, they would. If they really wanted to send you something, they would. And it's, they really, I think it's like, you know, I feel like women, we just forgive and we, like, you know, we give in too easily a lot. And it's like, I know there was a point in time where I was telling you, I was like, it's not right place, wrong time. It's if he was the right person, it would have been the right time. Because I feel like that whole, if he wanted to be the right person, it would have been the right moment. He would have made that happen. And so it's not, it's, you don't, you shouldn't forgive that too easily. But it's, yeah, where am I going with this? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that, like, obviously, like, I think that we, like, have that hope, right? Of, like, oh, like, if I could, like, will somebody to do something, right? Mm-hmm. But you literally have no control over a situation other than, like, your own. And so once you accept that, the whole idea of, like, getting anxiety about, like, oh, they didn't text me, or oh, they didn't ask me to hang out, or oh, they're doing something without me. Like, what do they think of me? Do you think that they are thinking about what I said? Like, right? Like, all of that stuff, like, goes away because you have no control over it. Like, recently, like, there was a situation with a friend of mine that was going through, like, a situationship, because, again, everyone's in a bloody situationship these mm-hmm. days. And, like, they were waiting on, like, somebody to, like, initiate a conversation. And I think that, like, on one side, like, I totally understand where they're coming from, because I'm like, I've been there. Like, I planted the seed of, like, we need to talk. But beyond that seed of, like, we needed to talk, I had no control over the situation. Right. And so, like, I was trying to help them understand that, like, it's not something that you can will, right? Like, if they wanted to, they would. And no matter how much you put yourself out there, unless somebody's in the right state of mind or in the right place to respond to you, like, it's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do strongly believe, like, if you have something to say, say it. Because, like, did you watch that show One Day?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, sad. It's incredibly sad, but incredibly eye-opening. So, like, I love the message behind it. It was a heartbreaking show. Great show, mm-hmm. great, like, remake of the movie. I know, I think it was, like, a movie or a book.
Yeah, it's a book and a movie, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the show, I thought was really well done, because you got to see more, I think, than you did in the movie. But I think I loved both of them equally. Like, back to, like, that whole, like, heartbreaking concept, it's, like, you really don't know when your last day is, or your loved one's last day is, right? And, like, in the show, like, and spoiler alert, like, if you're gonna watch it, don't listen to the rest of this episode, but, like, but Dex, like, he took advantage of his best friend. Like, he wasn't in the right state of mind himself to be able to love her in her prime, right? And then when he finally was able to kind of, like, come around and notice that, like, Emma was it for him, like, mm-hmm. she passed. And so, like, and it was, like, not, it was a sudden passing, right? And so, like, I think, like, that notion, like, well, there's a huge trend on TikTok where, like, after the people watch the show, they, like, sent their messages to their person or the of interest, or, like, their ex or whatever it is that they haven't said. Yeah. Which, that's a different kind of conversation. But I do strongly believe, like, if you feel a certain way, you need to say it, because at the end of the day, you don't know if the other person is waiting on you, right? Like,
yeah.
But there's a limit to that. Like, I think that if you put a notion out there and it's not received, then you have to remind yourself that, like, you have no control over that situation.
Only to get control of yourself. That's it.
Have you ever done anything like that where like, or like, I guess, like, do you feel like you live your life to the fullest?
No, I hold back a lot. I definitely don't live myself my life to the fullest. I think I did when I was younger, but now I think I just in ways I do, but in ways I don't. I mean, there's a lot that I'm more cautious about being a mother, but there's I think, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times I would just want to say something, but I don't because I mean, I have, but I don't regret it. That's the thing is I have my reasons for not, you know, acting on it or doing it or saying it, but it's not malicious reasons. It's, but then I, and that's why I don't regret holding back. And then the times that I do, I just go for it and I do live my life to the fullest. So I think I am, in terms of regrets, I think because of what I regret and how deeply I regret it, like in this situation, like I regret so much of the things I did and didn't do with my dad because he died way too soon. And there's like my sister tell me they're like, you know, you haven't grieved properly because you're just constantly focused on the things you did wrong. And so you're constantly focused on, I regret this and I regret having done this or not having done it, having said that or not having said it. And they're like, at the end of the day, like he loved you so much. So it doesn't matter. Like focus on the positive versus the negative. And so now, learn having learned from that experience, I try not to hurt anybody that I love by saying something that, you know, I really want to say that's, you know, in that moment of anger or that moment of whatever the situation is. And so that's why I don't regret it. I hold myself back, but I don't regret holding that back because it's like my little sister said, she's like, I literally wake up every day thinking this is my last day on earth. So I'm not gonna, I think that way. So that influences her not to fight with people and her not to be rude to people and her to like, you know, be in that mindset. So that is the mindset that I've started, you know, taking on, which is why I don't regret holding back. But in that way, I don't know. I think maybe I, how about you? Do you live your life to the fullest? What did you say now?
Wait, pause for a second. I want to comment on what you're saying.
Okay. Okay, comment, go.
No, I think that's a really big like aha moment of you saying that about your dad because it happened in a unexpectedly in a ways, right? Like, and I think we always think about like what we could have done differently, but I think I love that what your sister is saying. Like, if you wake up every day thinking that this is your last, like, are you going to be proud of it, right? Like, are you going to be happy with it? So I love that. I love that. And I really think that I want to start taking that because, like, I mean, I say like, all right, I feel like I have these like big ideas in my head, like about like living life to the fullest, but it's really hard to implement.
It is. It's hard to implement because we all have that invincible mindset that it's not going to happen now. I think we all have that understanding of death, that death happens when you're older and when you've lived your life, but that's not the case. People die all the time, even when they're young. And so that does, like, I don't go to bed angry. I don't go to bed upset. And I used to do that a lot. And like, there's times where like, I wouldn't pick up a phone call or I didn't feel like calling someone. And it's like, I didn't want to call them back, but now I'm like, you know what? Like, it's morbid, but it's like, what if this is the last time I speak to this person? Like, do I want to be, you know, nasty person to them? Do I want to be mean to them? And so I do hold back my tongue a lot. Like, I could be a lot sassier and a lot, you know, nastier than I really am, but I don't do that because it's like, what if something happens and then that's my last memory, you know, because it always like in the back of my mind, I remember when I was in a horrible car accident and I was like, what? 920, and my brother was 10, and he was like on the like brink of death. It was that bad.
Oh
And
my
in the
God.
car ride to the hospital, like I was in the back, like bloodied up from the accident, and going to the hospital where he was carelifted. And my younger brother, who was what, like 10 at the time, I think, all he kept saying was, the last thing I said was, I hate you because we got in a fight. That's the last thing I said. And that's all he kept replaying over that. And they were kid, literally kids, 10, 11, whatever, how old they were. Like, this was what, I don't remember what year this was, 2007. So, how old they were in 2007. And so that like sticks out in my mind. It's like, that's all he kept thinking was, if I arrive at the hospital, my brother is dead. His last memory of me is me being a nasty person to him. And so I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that. You know, like, it's, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be that. I don't want someone to have a horrible memory of me as their last memory of me. And so I try not to, I try to be a better person just so I don't have that regret.
I mean, yeah, that's just, I didn't had no clue about this story. This is the first time I'm hearing it. So like, I can totally like, I'm just like trying to take it in. But when you definitely are faced with those situations, it's like a wake up call, right? Like, and it's a good reminder to us, like as an adult, like again, like living your life to the fullest because you don't know if tomorrow is guaranteed.
Yep.
Wow.
It's morbid. It's a morbid way to think, but it's a good way to think. I think it keeps things, it keeps reality in, you know, and you, I think it, you learn if you, if that ties into like what we talked about last episode, you learn not to think, take things so personally. You learn to be like, you know what? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just let it go. Who cares? Because then you live with that, you know, negativity. And then that changes and that gives your behavior into things you might regret. So.
Yeah, no, like I mean, I think like, you know, like anxiety can hold people back. But like, I think like that's one of those things where like, it's a good reminder that like, again, what is your anxiety doing for you? Like right now, like, can it change anything? No. So like I feel like my anxiety has gotten like way better. Like I would say like now I have like an average anxiety, like a quote unquote normal person. But like there are still situations like for the past like 2 or 3 days, like I've been like waking up really anxious and like I'm asking myself, like, what do I have control over? Or, like, what am I anxious about? And the truth is like, it's nothing that I'm in control over. And so like I spend like a minute or two like writing down like that anxious thought or that thing that I feel like I'm that's holding me back. And then like I try to just focus on the stuff that I can control or like that brings me joy. So like, that's like when to answer your question of like, do I live my life to the fullest? Like, I think I'm trying, but that anxiety sometimes holds me back.
Do you journal a lot?
I started journaling again, actually. So like the iPhone adds like the app, that app on your phone, the journal app or whatever. And so like,
yeah.
I used to have a different journal app that I was using, but I was like, you know what, let me just give this a shot. So like I started doing it like maybe like once every few days, but actually on leap day or whatever, like February 29th, I saw this like TikTok video and I sent it to my friend, and it was like, because the February 29th is only every 4 years, like to write a letter to yourself and like in 4 years read that letter. And so I actually like journaled that, and my friend did too. And it's like that kind of just like set me into the cycle of like, okay, like you don't just have to journal about like the negative things or like the things that are on your mind that are like occupying it. You can also journal like manifestations or things that you're like looking forward to. So like I thought that activity was really fun.
That's nice. I like that. That's good. Do you think journaling has helped your anxiety?
Oh yeah, for sure. And like I said, my anxiety's gotten like a lot better. Like if you knew me. Even like 5 years ago, you'd be like, this girl's crazy. But like, but like now, like, it's just like, it's just little things that I can't control. Like, you know, like that whole concept of like, if they wanted to, they would. Like if you, somebody wanted to be a part of your life, like whether that's a friend or like a family member or like a relationship, they would.
Yeah, absolutely. They would.
Yeah, and like it's, I also read somewhere like the moment you step away, you can notice how many people don't reach out to you.
Yes. And that's heartbreaking, I feel. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking, but it's a good thing to realize who's actually on your corner.
Yeah, exactly. I can go quiet and like I can probably tell you on my hand or two hands who would reach out like without a doubt like that day.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know if other people would or not. Like, you know, like it's a good measurement. But I think that goes back into living your life to the fullest. Like if you want to talk to someone, talk to someone. If you don't, don't. But don't
absolutely
put all your energy into that relationship that's not serving back to you.
Yeah. And you had that experience a while ago, a long time ago, that you did something and you called me the next day and you were like, what did I do? I'm such an idiot. And I yelled at you. But then after like certain amount of time went by, like, I mean, and you felt so bad. You regretted so much of what you did that, you know, the day before. But then like after, you know, I stopped being such a big jerk to you. And we talked about it. I think
you mean that, like, you were being a big bully.
I told you, I'm a really like existential therapist. Like, I can sit there and I'll pass your tissue when you're crying, but then it's like, okay, wipe your tears and let's fix the problem. Stop being such a little, you know, baby about it. But after we got through that moment of me yelling at you, you sat down, and like after some time passed by, you realized that that mistake you made opened your eyes to something you would never would have realized before. So that behavior and that, you know, that moment, that thing that you regretted, it's like, hello, like in the future, in hindsight, you're like, thank God. And thank God you did that, because a lot of things that weren't clear before suddenly became clear. And so it wouldn't have been like, that's like what Paris Hilton says, like, don't regret anything you've done, because at that moment is what you really wanted to do. And at that moment, that was what you really wanted to do. And it didn't work out in your favor, but it was good. It was good at the end, you know?
Well, yeah. But, and I also think, like, in that situation, like, I took a lot of like responsibility when, like, now looking back, I'm like, it was a two-way street. And also what I did was not anything out of like, it was not anything like out of the norm. It was just, you know, like, yeah, like a norm. I think anybody in my situation would have reacted the way that they did, but it was just because, like, I'm not used to doing so, like, putting up those boundaries, that like I like literally took it so like hard. I was so hard on myself because I was putting up boundaries, but that's really what it was. It was boundaries.
Yes. Boundaries. Which, like you always say, they're not meant to keep people out. They're meant to keep people in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because that situation is like tried to repeat itself. And I was just like, not my circus, not my monkey.
To another Priya, maybe, but not this one.
Yeah, not to mic drop.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, I think that, like, that idea or that motto of, like, living our lives like it's our last day, like, I love that. And I think that that's what I would encourage everyone to start doing, is, like, don't hold back. Just do what feels right in your heart.
Absolutely. I concur.
Well, guys, we'll see you next week.
Yes. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.